Ang superannuation o mas kilalang super ay bahagi ng iyong kita o income na itinabi mo para sa panahon ng iyong pagriretiro sa trabaho. Ang iyong employer ay nagbabayad ng porsyento sa iyong buong kita sa iyong super account at ang super fund na ito ay magagamit hanggang sa iyong pagriretiro. Dito sa Australia, may mga hakbang na ipinapatupad para masigurong hindi mawala ang superannuation savings kahit hindi na aktibo ang account. Kung nabago ang contact details at hindi makontakt ng provider, kinakailangan nilang ilipat ang hindi na-claim na super fund sa Australian Taxation Office o ATO. Paliwanag ni Deputy Commissioner Emma Rosenzweig kung ano ang kinukonsiderang nawalang super at kung ano ang mangyayari dito.
Lost super is super money that's held by superannuation funds where the fund has lost contact with you and your account's been inactive, so it hasn't been receiving contributions. Super funds will hang on to that lost super until they find you, but they do report it to us so that we can try and help you find it through ATO online services as well. If they can't find you, then some lost super has to be transferred to us.
Kapag hawak na ng ATO ang unclaimed na super, ang ahensya ay gumagawa ng mga hakbang upang maibigay ang pera sa totoong may-ari nito. Kung sa tingin mo ay nawala ang iyong super, pinakamabisang gawin ay hanapin ito sa pamamagitan ng ATO online services. Importante din na i-update ang iyong contact details.
If people do think that they've got some lost super or that we might be holding super money for them and you can't find it in ATO online, it might be that we haven't got all your details or information. So something people can do is to contact any previous funds they think they've held accounts with and make sure that all their contact details and bank account details in ATO online services are as up to date as possible.
Ayon kay Xavier O'Halloran, ang director ng Super Consumers Australia. Ito ay isang independent superannuation consumer advocacy organization. Sabi nito, karaniwang nangyayari ang pagkakaroon ng marami o multiple superannuation account. Kaya ang pag-consolidate o pagsasama-sama nito sa iisang account ay ang pinakamabuting gawin.
The estimates are that it'll reduce your retirement savings by about $50,000 if you have multiple accounts. So it really does pay to keep on top of where your super is and consolidate where it's appropriate. The reason why this $50,000 reduction in retirement savings occurs for having multiple accounts is largely down to insurance. You end up having default insurance cover in more than one account. And there are also fixed fees in these accounts and you basically, again, are paying double if you keep more than one account open.
Ang mga temporary resident visa holders na nagtatrabaho dito sa Australia ay maaaring makuha ng buo ang kanilang super kapag umalis o umuwi na sa kanilang sariling bansa. Kinakailangan lang na mag-apply para sa Departing Australia Superannuation Payment o DASP habang andito sa Australia. Subalit, mangyayari lamang na makuha nito ang super kapag ma-expire o makansela ang visa nito.
And that allows you to claim that superannuation back from the fund that holds it once you've left the country. If you don't do that within 6 months of either leaving Australia or your visa expiring, then the ATO lets your fund know and that money transfers to the ATO as unclaimed super. So it's still owned by you, you still can claim it from us, but the ATO holds it rather than your fund.
Ganito din ang patakarang susundin para sa mga Australian citizen o permanent resident kung sakaling gusto nilang lumipat ng ibang bansa.
Permanent residents or Australian citizens can only access their super in normal circumstances. So you have to have reached your preservation age and you have to meet a condition of release. That applies even if you'd left Australia. So you can't access your super early except in really limited circumstances like severe financial hardship or needing to access your funds for critical medical treatment that's not covered by Medicare, those sorts of things.
Dagdag payo ni O'Halloran, pinakamahusay na gawin para pangasiwaan ang superannuation kahit nasa ibang bansa ang panatilihing updated ang mga detalye. Maganda ding kabisaduhin ang performance ng iyong super fund.
It's a good time to check in to see if you're in a high performing fund. The ATO again has a really good resource to help you out with that called the Your Super Comparison Tool, which allows you to compare a lot of the basic products on the market by the fees and performance that they deliver. Also worthwhile checking with your super fund as to whether your insurance will protect you while you're working overseas too. A lot of people don't realize that they've got insurance by default in their super fund. So ask your fund whether that will continue to protect you.
Suriin ding hindi ka nagbabayad ng mga hindi kinakailangang bayarin at ipagpatuloy ang kontribusyon.
The average fee on the market, if you've got about a $50,000 balance, would be about 1% per annum that you'd be paying out each year in fees. There are definitely offers on the market that are a lot less than that. They're closer to 0.5%. So it's worth shopping around to make sure that you're in a really low fee account and your savings aren't eroded while you're overseas. And of course, you can look to continue to contribute and make sure that your retirement savings continue to grow even if you've moved to another country.
Pinakamabuti ding gawin ang pag-nominate ng mahal mo sa buhay bilang super beneficiary kung sakaling mamatay. Kung may mga pagbabago sa pamilya, maaari ding baguhin ang mga nasa beneficiaries list o listahan ng mga benepisyaryo at kung ilang porsyento ang kanilang makukuha. Pinangangasiwaan naman ng Australian Financial Complaints Authority o AFCA ang anumang reklamo patungkol sa pamamahagi ng super death benefits. Sabi ni Heather Gray, ang lead ombudsman for superannuation sa AFCA, ang karaniwang maling kuro-kuro ay ang pag-iisip na ang super ay bahagi ng iyong ari-arian.
People often don't realize that the superannuation money is not part of the estate. It's important for people to consider when they pass away who should receive their superannuation death benefit. Because for a lot of people, it's their most significant asset, perhaps after the family home. And people might consider their estate more generally and maybe make a will, but they won't necessarily get advice and make arrangements for their superannuation.
Kapag ipinaalam ng mga trustee kung ano ang iminungkahi nilang gawin sa isang super death benefit, obligado silang ipaalam sa mga kinauukulang partido na maaari silang makipag-ugnayan sa AFCA sa loob ng 28 araw upang iapila ang desisyon kung naniniwala silang hindi patas. Pagkatapos ay i-assess ang desisyon at ilabas ang pasya sa reklamo. Sinasabi ni Heather Gray na kadalasang nagkakaroon ng mga reklamo sa desisyon ng mga trustee.
People who've got complex family situations, so perhaps they do have children from more than one relationship, maybe they've got a legal spouse but they're separated from that spouse and they've also now got a de facto spouse, maybe if they've got young children from that new relationship. If they're able to spend some time considering how their superannuation should be distributed and put that document in place with the fund, that can mean that a lot of arguments are resolved.
Kabilang dito ang pag-lodge ng isang nominasyon ng mga benepisyaryo.
And most funds allow you to make a binding nomination. So that's a legal document which sets out who you want to receive your superannuation if you die. And then as long as it's valid and you've nominated people who are actually dependents for superannuation law purposes, the trustee has to abide by it.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Tumaido na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.